Hello, friends. I hope you are well. Welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you enjoyed last week's slightly unique episode from a location perspective. The beauty of creativity and working on a project that you have full agency and autonomy over means that you can lean into how you feel. Lean into trusting yourself. And hopefully adding some useful perspective to other people's lives. I'm sitting here as the trees are growing their new green leaves. The days are longer, brighter, and it's always a good reminder that there is opportunity on the horizon. I love this time of year as well, in spring, where this opportunity feels exciting. There have been times in my life where spring has been the wonderful catapult for things in my life, and it definitely feels like this could be a moment for you where that could be the case right now. Anyway, for today's episode, I do want to think about potentially prompt thought from yourself around this idea of trusting yourself with your creativity. In yesterday's email that I sent out, I talked about this book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's been around for decades, but as we know with good books, they appear in front of you when you need them. They appear in your life when you're supposed to read them. And I mentioned this in my writing, however, from doing this podcast and doing this project, leaning into my own creative endeavors, if you will, the things that I read about in that book would not have resonated or struck a chord if I hadn't turned up to do this project for almost the last 4 years. So what's my point here? My point is, I want you to put yourself in these shoes. I want you to take this perspective that is commonly used when it comes to starting things. And instead of doing something someday, you do it today. You take the small steps that it takes to lean into who you naturally are, your natural instinct, the most commonly thought of things, such as leaning into the things that you were interested in as a child, the things that you did with no thought at all as a kid. These are the things that we are somewhat naturally inclined to do. Yet, as we grow up, we lose sight of this. The book argues that everybody has creativity in them. Yet, we remove this almost special power that we have when we commit to things that we think that we're supposed to commit to in life. By being creative, we learn things about ourselves. We dig deeper into the things that we didn't realize that we were capable of. we can find this safe space in life where it brings us joy, it brings us flow, it brings us some of these things that we are searching for all the time. Yet if we provide the time, the discipline to provide the time, to explore these endeavors, we can end up with a more fulfilling, more meaningful life. Creativity is so open-ended as a concept, as a definition. It can obviously be art. Art is completely how you perceive it. Art could be painting or drawing on a canvas, but art can also be, for more modern times, creating wonderful videos for social media. Obviously, if your intention is right, and this is on both sides of the coin, whether you are painting or drawing on a blank canvas, or you are posting on a social media platform, if the intention is right and the beauty is there, you are going to feel the same way. If you paint on a blank canvas thinking of how much is this going to sell for, you're going to lose the essence of why you're doing it. If you're posting on social media for likes and attention, you're going to lose the true essence of why you're doing it. The next layer of this thought process is trusting yourself, leaning into trusting yourself without knowing what the outcome is, without knowing where it will take you, just knowing that this is the right thing for you in this moment in time. There will be times of feast and famine. There will be times where you feel great about it and times where you question it and feel terrible about it. But the fact that you are turning up and doing something that matters to you, with the only accountability being with yourself, you are sprinkling so much essence of joy into your existence. We can get caught up in creativity having to be a performance and being measured somewhat. Yet, the true joy of creativity isn't the fact that we do it to perform. The joy is that it comes from turning up. Whether it is your first day, first attempt, all the way to your deathbed. If nothing was to change in the world, you've still turned up and done the thing that is true to you. The first thing you need to do here is you need to section out time to explore this. This could simply be half an hour in a week where it's you time. It's time to yourself. It's time where you have complete freedom to explore what matters to you. My one piece of advice here is don't overthink it. If you start to go down the path of this could lead to me being successful somewhat from an external metric, I would advise against it from a pure intrinsic joy perspective. I would advise against it. Don't overthink it from a natural perspective. Lean into the things that you have enjoyed in your younger life or in your younger self. Revisit these things, see how it makes you feel during and after, even if the anticipation before helps as well. Remember, this is something that you can do for life. This is something that should feed your joy for life. This is the thing that you can go deeper and deeper, and the rabbit hole never ends. And the only thing you have to show at the end of it is the fact that you turned up all the time. Every day, every week, every month, however frequent it is, you turned up and you did the job. That, compared to someday, is not even comparable. So my question to you to finish is, what do you need to lean into creatively? What's that thing that you maybe need to lean into more? What's that itch you need to scratch? What's that thing that you used to do that you actually miss looking back on, thinking, that made my life a bit better? Don't overthink this, but prioritize it. I hope you've enjoyed that today, guys. I hope you find something or lean into something that feels natural to you, that feels creative. It might have been a while, so enjoy it. Otherwise, I will speak with you all next time. Cheers.